It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Brandy Vezina. Hi, Brandy.
Hi, Cal. It's wonderful to be on the show with you.
Nice to hear from you again. It's been a couple of months, I guess, but you always seem to be busy recording new music and whatnot, right?
Yeah, I love to. It's the best part.
Awesome. Tell me about the new song of yours called Almost. Tell me about that song.
So Almost is about being in the wrong relationship and knowing it. So I wrote this one. It's a true life story. I wrote it while I was away camping, and it just flowed through me, and I needed to share it. And actually, there's some banjo on it that in the middle of the night, I sent my producer a message and said, because I always told him no banjo, but I said, because I had a dream of putting banjo on the song, so the banjo had to be.
Sounds great. It sounds terrific, I think.
Thank you.
Don't hear the banjo too much on country radio anymore, so it's nice.
Right?
You also mentioned off air that you're working on some new music, too. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I have 2 follow-up singles already for next year that I've written with 2 of my favorite co-writers from Alberta. And I'm excited. Murray and I start recording in November, and I already have a plan to release for next March, but I'm doing a lot of co-writing right now and doing a lot of writing. So I have material coming for my next album that'll be coming in 2023.
When you mention Murray, that's Murray Pulver. You've worked with him for quite a while now, haven't you?
Yeah, I respect and adore Murray. He is wonderful.
And tell me about this. Something we don't normally talk about during COVID is a tour. You're on tour, is that right? Or you will be?
Well, I'm going on my first tour with the Manitoba Arts Network.
Mm-hmm.
So we've started one date, but we're going to push it back because, right. I mean, everything is not completely open yet, and it's going to be an amazing opportunity for my band and I to get ready for festival season next year.
Mm-hmm. So I guess probably just kind of sticking close to your socials would be advisable if anybody wants to find out about that, I suppose, hey?
Definitely. And this tour is going to be all throughout Manitoba in Indigenous communities.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have the intention to be coming west. Maybe I'll be passing through your territory.
That'd be awesome. We'd love to hear you. You've got some terrific fans who are just waiting for you to get out in front of somebody and play for them, I would imagine, hey?
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. And you know what? My release party, I had for my album, Hashtag Don't Settle. It was so beautiful to have fans singing my songs. People I never even met from Toronto. It was like, it blew my mind to be in the energy of a live crowd for the first time in a couple years, right?
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that terrific? Well, hopefully this tour will get rolling and you'll head out here and we'll see you in person. That'd be great.
That's the intention.
You bet. So how do we get a hold of you in the meantime on socials? What's the best way, Brandy?
I'm most active on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook, and I also use Twitter. But definitely you can go to my website as well, brandyvesna.ca.
Brandy, it's always a pleasure chatting with you. Good luck with everything going on with you, and we'll talk again for sure.
Thanks, Kelly. You're wonderful.
Brandy Vezina on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.